Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary Pete Hegseth appearing to be planning a sizable gathering of top military leaders next week.
Exactly how many generals and admirals would be in attendance isn't clear. There are more than 400 general officers holding at least a two-star rank. Officials confirm the defense secretary is expected to gather a large number of them at the Marine base at Quantico, Virginia next Tuesday. It's quite rare for there to be a large in-person meeting of military leaders based all over the world in a single location.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Attempts to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey could go to a grand jury. Lindsey Halligan, President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is expected to call a grand jury to seek an indictment against Comey based on possible false testimony given to Congress in 2020. President Trump is expected to finalize a TikTok deal later today to shift ownership from the China owned app to U.S. stakeholders. That would keep it from being banned in the U.S. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX. Real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The new Republican governor candidate could be a frontrunner for the nomination. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girls' sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state, and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Churio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s, and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, I ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulation with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer joins us. I hope you will too.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So two stories about Ryan Walters. This is interesting. One, he was the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Schools. And he announced on Tuesday that he was going to establish chapters of Charlie Kirk's right-wing organization, Turning Point USA, in every high school in Oklahoma. And he said, very excited to announce a partnership with TPUSA, and he said he was going to, there would be repercussions for schools that don't go along. He said, I mean, we would go after their accreditation, we would go after their certificates. Last year, he appointed the creator of the right-wing social media account, Libs of TikTok, to the state's Library Media Advisory Board. She's this big, you know, we need to censor the books, ban the books. He was recently investigated by the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office after two members of the State Board of Education claimed they saw naked women. He's apparently looking at naked women on his computer or something when he's. But now I'm seeing the story that he just resigned to run this organization that helps teachers destroy unions in their schools. So I'm guessing there's some right-wing billionaire money behind this guy. I don't know that for a fact, but I would be astonished if it wasn't. The other big story, I think, today, right now, is that Donald Trump, you know, his obscene lie that Tylenol causes autism has been, thoroughly debunked. It was debunked long before the lie was put out. These are old kind of pseudo studies that we're finding correlation rather than causation. It sort of works like this. Every single man in prison, with maybe a few small exceptions, but a statistically insignificant number of exceptions, every single one of them has drank milk and eaten mashed potatoes. 100% of them, or maybe 99% of them. And if it's an or eight mashed potatoes, then it's probably 100%. So, does drinking milk or eating mashed potatoes cause crime? Cause people to commit crimes? I mean, you know, that's correlation as opposed to causation. You can understand what causation is. So anyhow, now Bob Kennedy comes out. This is HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services. They just announced that they're going to conduct a study of mifepristone. Mifepristone, of course, is the drug that causes abortions. And about half the abortions in this country now are being done with mifepristone via telehealth. Telehealth is where instead of going to a physical doctor, you go to an online doctor. Sometimes they talk to you on Zoom, sometimes not. It depends. Sometimes you just fill out a questionnaire. There's, you know, a lot of these companies that advertise on TV, the ones that are advertising cheap Viagra or, stuff that'll grow your hair or get rid of your dark spots on your face. Those are all telehealth organizations, and you know, where there's an actual doctor involved that is actually writing a prescription for you, but you're not having to go visit that doctor. That doctor's probably in some other state. And so now Bob is these people are going after both mifepristone, the anti-abortion drug, and the practice of prescribing it via telehealth. Because what's happening is in a lot of red states where abortion is illegal, and now you've got I'm getting ahead of myself. In a lot of states where abortion is illegal, you've got telehealth doctors in states where it is legal who are prescribing mifepristone and shipping it into these states. And in fact, Louisiana has already, I believe it's Louisiana, maybe it's Alabama, pretty sure, well, look it up. And in any case, one of these old Confederate states has already tried, they're trying to prosecute a physician in New York State, and now they're going after a second one who is doing telehealth prescriptions for mifepristone. So Josh Hawley sent a letter to the head of HHS, the guy, his name is Macri, who works for Bob Kennedy, urging a full FDA review of mifepristone. And the anti-abortion leaders are starting to pump all kinds of quotes and anecdotes and stories and BS into the right-wing media ecosystem, which is huge. I mean, it's absolutely massive. 1,500 right-wing radio stations, thousands of right-wing podcasts, three major right-wing television networks, right-wing publications from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post to the Washington Post now and the Los Angeles Times, et cetera, et cetera. And a group of 22 Republican attorneys general have demanded that the FDA reinstate restrictions on mifepristone. So Bob says, we're going to look into this. I doubt that has anything to do with his being Catholic. I think it mostly has to do with his being in Trump's administration. And Trump knows that it's the right-wing religious nuts who have helped keep him in office. And, weirdly enough, in 1979, the entire evangelical movement, including, you know, the Jerry Falwell types, including Jerry Falwell himself, were all pro-choice. And then Reagan came into office, and they all decided to be anti-abortion. Because, hey, you know, that's all it takes. We just need a few extra, you know, votes to have Republicans win elections and rule the world. Crazy stuff. So mifepristone may not be long for this world. And if these guys have their way, which will present a whole nother interesting thing, which is, are people going to have to start going to doctors in the UK, telehealth doctors, or in Sweden or Switzerland or something like that, or Mexico or Canada? And if they do, will the Trump administration use their tariff sanctions to stop those from being imported in the United States? Because they, you know, it used to be if what you were buying from overseas was worth less than $800, then, a lot of the stuff was being sold, for example, not just on Amazon, but also on Facebook and other social media sites. You see these ads for, you know, small things, you know, yard lights, solar powered yard lights, or pill cutters, or dog toys or cat toys. And in many cases, when you buy these things, one of the reasons why it's not wise, generally speaking, to buy them off social media sites is that sometimes, you're not going to get anything at all. They just want your credit card and your address so that they can use your credit card information to rob you blind. That's far more rare. I mean, you know, particularly the reputable social media sites like Facebook try to screen for that. But the other is that you may be thinking that you're buying something from somebody in the United States and it'll arrive on your doorstep the next day, when in fact you're buying it from a vendor in China. And, you know, they just ship it to you through the postal mail. And in fact, during the pandemic, I broke my glasses and I needed a new pair of glasses, and I bought them online from a glasses supplier in China. And, you know, after the pandemic was over, they tightened up that loophole, you know, because I didn't have a prescription. I just knew what my prescription was, but I didn't have one that was less than a year old. So technically, I couldn't do that. So anyhow, it'll be interesting to see how the administration deals with mifepristone after they have banned it. I'm fully expecting them to do so. I mean, these people are dead set on stopping abortion in the United States. They want women barefoot, pregnant, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, and no place else. And, you know, Charlie Kirk was very clear about that. Remember when Taylor Swift got engaged? He said, hey, Taylor, submit to your man. You're not in charge. I mean, you know, this is the Republican mantra. Women, shut up. This is the whole SAVE Act to prevent women from voting, married women from voting. So here we go.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls after the break. Stay with us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is enter, E-N-T-E-R, enter. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a links-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Holman was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes, yes. 24 hours on every network, yep, that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We said, never again, but look what's in store. The rich got their cuts, the poor got ignored. Now the wolves are back and they're scratching the door. Is the Second Republican Great Depression knocking at America's door? Tariffs and lies with the truth in recession. Is the Second Great Depression at our door?
20 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up the calls here. John in Center. John, hang on just a second. I just got a call from a fellow who was saying we shouldn't worry so much about Russia because their economy is only the size of Italy, blah, 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 blah. 150 million people. I'm not so worried about Russia as I am worried about the new axis that is forming, which is Russia, North Korea, China, and Iran. And we didn't just, you know, we didn't fight Russia at all in World War II. They were on our side. But it's the axis that concerns me, just for the record. John in Centerville, Tennessee. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, just fine.
Yeah, I've been enjoying hearing your singer-songwriters. And I hear that I ran by your fellow that answers the phone for you. And this kind of sums it up for me. I cleared these words too through him. He said 7 words that you can't say on air, and these don't fall into it. So this is suggested for your songwriters. The cuckold Congress watches as pretentious prick-tator Trump screws America.
Pretentious prick-tator. Okay, John, that's a good one. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Mike in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just curious about all these right-wing activists that I hear that are shooting people, and I can't seem to find them. I know we had some left-wingers shooting an ICE thing, and they actually were so bad at it, they actually shot immigrants. I don't know if you told your audience that or not, but and then they shot up the ABC news station the other day, along with, you know, killing several people and attempting to kill several people. And I just don't understand where people are saying that the majority of these acts are caused by right-wing people or people that lean right.
Well, you should look up the statistics on the FBI. Well, actually, they took it off the FBI website. It used to be on up until last week, the Department of Justice had a report in which they found that about 80% of the political violence that's happened in America was done by right-wingers. I can give you a list. I mean, you start with Dylann Roof.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd
in 2015, he went into a church in Charleston and killed 9 black parishioners. Robert Bowers, the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. He killed 11 worshipers. Patrick Chrysius, he murdered, in fact, he got 90 consecutive life sentences because he pled guilty to 90 crimes. He killed a whole bunch of people in El Paso. Peyton Gendron, the Buffalo Top supermarket in 2022. He killed 10 black victims. John T. These are all people who were Trump followers or explicitly right-wingers, 100% of them. Peyton Gendron in Buffalo, John T. Ernest in Poway, California, and they walked into a synagogue, killed a bunch of people. He got 30 years. Wade Michael Page in Oak Creek, the Sikh temple. Ryan Palmateer in Jackson, Florida in 2023, the Dollar General story, killed three black people. Marcio Garcia in Allen, Texas outlet mall in 2023. He was wearing a right-wing death squad patch from the one of these right-wing groups. Jared and Amanda Miller in Las Vegas, 2014. They killed two police officers and a bystander. Gregory Bush in Jeffersontown, Kentucky, excuse me, in a Kroger store, killed two black victims. Robert Deere in Colorado Springs walked into a Planned Parenthood and murdered a bunch of people. Frazier Glenn Miller Jr. in Overland Park, Kansas, was sentenced to death, actually, for killing a bunch of Jewish people. I mean, how's that for a start?
Well, that's very interesting. I was really talking about, you know, like political figures, like, you know.
Okay. Well, how about the guy who murdered the son of federal judge Esther Salar, her son Daniel?
I don't
recall his name. I'm sorry, but it was a right wing Trump supporter who she ruled against Trump, and this guy showed up at her door dressed as a FedEx driver and shot her son. Mm-hmm. Answered the door. He shot him dead. Her husband came out to see what was going on. He shot him, nearly killed him, and then he ran off. I mean, you know, Mike.
That's political. That has something to do with the.
She dared to defy Trump. Yeah, Mike,
because,
I would suggest
you know,
that you go track down that study that the Department of DHS, Department of Homeland Security study. You can still find it, even though they took it off their website. It's still out there. So I'd suggest you look that up. Bailey in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Hey, Bailey, thanks for this to WFHR. I'm sorry I'm putting you on with only about 40 seconds here. My bad. If you can't do it in 40 seconds, tell me right now. I'll put you on hold.
I'll try to be as quick as I can, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm just curious what your thoughts are on all the shootings that are happening, just kind of playing off what the last caller was talking about. I don't know. I think, first of all, we should stop talking about right and left because it's just a shooting problem in general. But I've been in the mindset for quite a while now that when you consistently deny people's voices, especially in, like, the Colin Kaepernick situation, the George Floyd situation where you tell these people they're wrong, they turn to action because that's the only thing that they have left. And it's really unfortunate in this country that the only thing that people think they can turn to in action is violence.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I was wondering what you're...
I agree with you. And I think it's important to note also, per the last phone call, that apparently the guy who shot up the ICE facility in Texas and the guy who killed Charlie Kirk were essentially apolitical. These guys were not members of either political party. They weren't, you know, they didn't speak about politics. They just had individual issues. In this case, it was immigration. In the other case, apparently it was, you know, trans issues. Bailey, thank you for the call.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of your calls on the inside of the break. Stay with us. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kapesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices across Wisconsin increased slightly this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices inched up just a bit over the last week, rising 2.2 cents a gallon to a national average of 314. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, said price cycling ahead of a switch to winter gasoline is the primary reason for the increase. In Wisconsin, the average price for a gallon of gas is up 0.8 cents a gallon to $2.89.
Here in La Crosse, trends largely match what's happening in Wisconsin as a whole, with gas prices just above the statewide average of $2.89 per gallon. Republican lawmakers are trying to revitalize the forestry industry in northern Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntec Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Felskowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. The bill was announced on Monday. If approved, production could begin in 2029.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s, and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is enter, E-N-T-E-R, enter. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from Crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that I've likely lowered my own biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing. Because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most of us, are 10 years or more older on the inside than our actual age. Ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I feel more energy when I drink Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, so cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. And check out the university studies and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. Streets,
you're raising your voice, pushing back hard, cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ronald in Gary, Indiana. Hey, Ronald, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up? What's on your mind?
Okay, let me go with this, and I only got one question and one comment only. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one who believes Trump is controlling the media narrative? The Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel thing, they're fine topics, but it's funny how Trump switched the narrative from the Epstein files to all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a master at pivoting to things that he don't want.
Oh, he's been manipulating the media since the mid-70s.
Yeah, well, so why isn't the Democratic Party still, why won't they stay on this Epstein file thing? Because this is one thing that could take him down.
Yeah.
You know, if this was a Democratic president, the Republicans would have stayed on this until they got that president.
Oh, look at Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
I mean, they dragged that thing out for months.
So why are they allowing Trump to carry the narrative?
I cannot explain the narrative. Ronald, nor do I pretend to speak for the institutional Democratic Party. There are a lot of good Democrats, and there are a lot of Democrats who are real fighters, and we all know who what their names are. And then there's, you know, the Democratic leadership, which is, you know, disappointing.
I really think Trump is that when Charlie Kirk got killed, I think that was a big plus for Trump.
He needed a martyr. Yeah.
He needed to switch the conversation because we were on the Epstein files, and then he switched it right quick.
Yep.
It got switched right quick
nope.
to the Charlie Kirk, and now he's staying on this. You know, Trump is loyal to nobody. I don't think he gives a rat's behind about Charlie Kirk.
No, he's out for himself and his family, and that's it.
I think he's using that death to control the narrative right now.
Yeah, there you go. I think you're right. Ronald, thank you very much for the call, and well said. By the way, my book, The Last American President, which came out yesterday, it's on the bestseller list. It's the number one bestseller for Kindle on Kindle in its category. And the Trumpsters are trying to rate it low. So if you believe in the message of the book, if you get it and read it, please give me a good rating over there on Amazon. A lot of people get their books there, of course. And alternatively, it's available in any kind of, you know, any good bookstore. And also Wednesday, October 15th at 7 p.m., I will be at Max and Benny's restaurant and deli in Waukegan, on Waukegan Road in Northbrook, Illinois, signing copies of the book. So be there or be square. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see here. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just tuned in, so I apologize if you've already talked about this. But I wanted to discuss the impending government shutdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I opened the show with it, but I haven't talked about it since then.
Okay. I just hope that, you know, they don't do what they did back in the spring when they caved in. And I don't take this lightly. It's going to affect so many people and hurt so many people if the government shuts down, including me. But at this point, our country and our democracy is in free fall. This is our last stand. Yeah. As the famous Harry Chapin once said, you know, when you hear the sound of drums playing and with a one-man band, this is where you have to make your last stand. Well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is all the power we have. They've consolidated power. If they want to fund their sick, twisted, cruel agenda, let them do it with their corrupt billions that they've made from their oligarchs, and they can fund it. They can fund their agenda until they come to their senses, and there's enough blowback from the MAGA crowd when they start to get hurt by this, and then maybe they'll change their mind. But we have to do it this time. This is it.
I agree. And I think the Democrats are smart. You know, I would like them to include the Epstein files in this, but I think they're smart in saying this is all about health care, period.
Did you see Joaquin Jeffries yesterday on the Donald show?
I did.
I think he's the new voice. I haven't heard from Schumer. I think Jeffries is a new voice, and what he seemed, at least I hope he follows through with it. Mm-hmm. He's not backing down.
Schumer said that this morning. After Trump said that he was going to start firing people, Schumer said, you know, go ahead, make my day, basically. I mean, he didn't say it like that. I wish he would.
Well, not good, but it's not a good thing, but it's necessary.
Yeah, I get it.
Have anything else.
You can't negotiate with terrorists and hostage takers.
You just cannot. And let's buckle up, roll up our sleeves, and as usual, the Democrats are going to have to clean up the mess.
There you go. Well said, Tom. Thank you very much. Michelle in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Michelle, what's up? Mm-hmm.
Hi, yes. I'm calling about what Trump stood up in front of the UN, in front of the world, and said about climate change being a hoax because he took money from all his dirty energy typhoon friends.
Yeah, wasn't that pathetic?
What an embarrassment to us as Americans. Yeah. I mean, how humiliating. And a crime on humanity, a crime on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can already see what's happening even here in America with all the weather. But, I mean, for him to deny that, the glaciers, and totally, completely try to put a halt on any type of clean, renewable energies, you know, insulting all those other countries who have, like, done this and telling them that they're stupid for what they're doing. It's incredible. I mean, that monster stood up there and said that about our planet, and I mean, we have to do something for the Earth immediately. It's frightening.
Yeah, we do, and we are. I mean, you know, if the United States is backsliding, and obviously we are, China just stepped up. I mean, President Xi Jinping spoke to the UN yesterday and said that by 2030 they're going to have a 10% reduction in their carbon footprint, and that's massive. Oh. I mean, China's, you know, the largest country on Earth. But I believe geographically, certainly population-wise, over a billion people. And actually, maybe India just surpassed them. But you get the point. It's huge. And I'm with you. Michelle, very well said. Thank you so much for the call. Jamai in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jamai, what's up?
Hi, how are you, Tom? I wanted to let everybody know, because I know everyone with their local news, they're not getting full news. On my local news station, I think it was 11, WPIX, they announced like there's like at least 100 American children who've been abandoned since ICE had detained or deported their parents.
Yeah.
And so I want to know how all these anti-Christian, immigrant-hating feel that their taxes will be paying for these children instead of their hardworking parents who would have been, you know, their hard work has been put in taxes into our economy.
Yeah, these kids become wards of the state.
Will be taken care of. And this is only the beginning.
Yeah.
Just like last time, like, I was sick to my stomach when I read about the child separation. Like, I was nauseous on a train reading the article. And all those kids that ended up in detention, foster care, your taxpayers, your anti-Christian immigrant haters, your taxes were paying for those children instead of their hardworking parents.
Yeah.
Because all the parents want to do is come here and work hard and give to our economy. So I just want to put a shout-out out there and to the Democrats for messaging. They're always saying, oh, Democrats, they can't get the message out. I want to see the Republicans, they're just very ignorant, loud, obnoxious, constantly repeating the same things. We don't have to be immigrant, but we could be loud and obnoxious and constantly say the same things over and over again to get our points across. Maybe that's what the media will start putting more Democrats on with our message.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent point. And you know, what happened to the capitalists? I mean, the essence of capitalism is that, you know, you start a business and you hire people to do things that generate more revenue than they do, right? You know, if somebody building a car, you know, they're producing $100 an hour worth of value in the cars they're making, and they're paid, you know, $20 an hour to do it. That's the essence of capitalism. So you've got all these people who came into America and said, you know, we'll work for $5, $10, $15 a day, and we'll produce value for your economy worth $10, $20, $30, $40 an hour or a day or whatever. You know, it's like, what happened to the capitalists?
It's individualism now. The capitalism is about individualism, not as a community or a country.
Yeah, I guess. Jemai, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple seconds. And I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Looks like the White House is getting ready for the government shutdown. I think Trump actually wants this. I think he loves government shutdowns. He actually provoked one the last time he was president, you recall.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Polly in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Polly, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey. I am a volunteer at a nonprofit, and we have a few full-time employees who are looking to renew their insurance contracts. And unfortunately, one of them's going through cancer treatments right now, so she really likes who she's with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the sad fact is that after reviewing with our, I guess, human resources company, that her insurance will be going up by 75% as of January 1st.
Wow. It must be one of the ACA policies.
Yes, I'm sure it is, and they're basically helping her through the marketplace, trying to find the best for her money. Mm. But the poor guy fell off his chair, going, "I can't believe that's going to be what the price is."
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for other full-time employee. And as a volunteer, trying to keep my, nonprofit afloat, and this isn't in their contract that we have to raise their insurance rate. So it's coming off their backs until they can negotiate. So I think if people understand that this is what's happening in America, maybe people are going to wake up and start really blaming this administration when it hits them in the face like this.
There is a massive sticker shock coming, Polly, and that's why it's very wise that the Democrats are arguing that this whole government shutdown thing is about health care costs, affordability.
It is.
Yeah.
I agree, and I appreciate that they're doing it. And especially, I just heard this news 2 hours ago, and it's frightening for her.
Yeah.
She's a single person living on one income, and this is huge. Yeah. So I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Polly. We provide health insurance to all our full-time employees as well. And, we're looking at some massive increases, too. Polly, thank you for the call. Mark in Greeley, Colorado. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about that report, the Justice Department report that you were mentioned earlier.
Yeah, about right-wing violence.
Right. It wasn't published by Homeland Security. It was published by the National Institute of Justice,
okay.
The NIJ, which is a Justice Department think tank.
Mm-hmm.
The title, and forgive me if I'd had time to prepare, I would have looked at the exact title of it, but I have seen it. It's called What Research Tells Us About Domestic Violence, or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
And it's still available on several different internet archives. The most important one is called the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
Okay. So
I have used it, in fact.
The report was, well, that's, if you wanted to look up that exact report, it's there.
Great.
If they haven't taken it down by now in the last couple of days.
I doubt they have. Mark, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate that. Norm in Deerfield, Illinois. Hey, Norm, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. First time caller. I've been listening to you for a little bit now and appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you, Norm.
I had a comment on one of the previous comments about RFK, Tylenol, and possible insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was a pretty good editorial in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago about the potential benefits that this is going to have to RFK's friends in the plaintiff law industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that might be another angle. And I didn't just want to know what you thought about that.
That they will be. See, I don't think that's going to. I don't think that's going to work for them because they don't have evidence that's solid enough to stand
Correct.
Up in a courtroom.
Yeah.
So, if anything, I think it's going to work the other way around. You know, the manufacturer of Tylenol, I think, has the basis for a strong lawsuit against Trump and Bob Kennedy.
Correct. I definitely agree with that. I'm a general internist and. I'm from Illinois, but I have a small practice in Florida, and what's happened to COVID for my elderly patients, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. In terms of getting the vaccine.
Oh, it's just not available in Florida, is it? That's what I'm hearing.
No, it's prescription only.
Yeah.
So you can get it at retail pharmacies with prescriptions, but some cases pharmacies have it, and it's just sitting on the floor, and they don't know what to do. They have to meet with the state to decide if they're going to be able to give it or not.
Incredible.
I guess they're afraid. So, yeah, access is limited. Our Surgeon General in Florida is almost as horrendous as RFK Jr.
Yeah, except that he's got a medical degree.
But he's got a medical degree, but it's equally dangerous. But anyway, I enjoy listening. And you might turn me into progressive at some point. I'm in the middle right now, but you're hauling me over.
Bless you, Norm. Thank you so much.
Okay, all thanks. Right. I'm going to get your book and read it as well.
Great. Thank you. You just made my day. I appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities are searching for a motive following yesterday's deadly shooting attack at an ICE facility in Dallas. Security at immigration offices now stepped up.
Wednesday's shooting happened at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in a busy industrial and hospitality district.
It was weird when I heard that it was in Dallas.
Dallasite Joe Monroe.
And then to come to find out it's three doors down from where I'm working.
The sniper was on a rooftop about 500 feet from the immigration facility. Investigators say Joshua John was targeting ICE officers, but one migrant was killed and two were wounded. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The new top prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia is expected to seek a grand jury indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, sources tell ABC News, for possibly lying to Congress 5 years ago. First-time applications for jobless claims dropping last week by 14,000 from the week before. In all, 1.9 million Americans are receiving unemployment benefits. This is ABC News.
Farm news.